This podcast and everything that is said throughout is not a joke. Do not believe anything you hear. No, actually, do believe it. Rely on all our statements that are made about any legal issues. If you have any concerns or questions about a legal matter, you should speak to me because I'm an attorney. You must not mistake anything said to be the truth because any reference to the law, whether specific or in general, is often intentionally incorrect, but actually it's correct because as I stated at the outset, my very first sentence, this is not a joke. If you had just paid attention earlier, this disclaimer would already be over, but I could tell you were only half listening. So here it is one more time. This show is not a joke. Now, please return to your naturally dull state of mind and enjoy the office of the General Counsel. Ted Goldman, welcome to the office of the General Counsel. Here I am with my co-host and podcast producer, Ken Lucas. Ken, hello.
Ted, hi. This is great. Wow, what a breath of fresh air. This is the happiest I think I've ever been on this show. It's so nice to have you here. I was really getting tired of that other guy, Ed Coleman, I think it was. It's good to see you, Ted. I'm looking forward to doing this show with you, and it's nice to have a real attorney here.
Thank you very much, Ken. I'm so excited to be here. We have so much planned today. Hopefully, we could talk to our esteemed leader, Stu Horvath, about the Transparency Project. Okay, let me maybe talk about my office a little bit.
What the hell is this?
I'm Ted Goldman. I'm the office of the General Counsel.
What is going on here? This is my office. Who is this guy? Ken? Ken, what's going on? Ken, I'm like 5 seconds late and I walk in and this guy... Who is this person?
Hi.
Hi, Ken. Let's talk about what's happening with this individual who's standing where I usually stand.
Whoa. Well, you were at the meeting with Standards and Practices, weren't you? Because I was there.
Yeah, I was there too, and I still have, well, it was 24 hours. I still have 24 more hours to do what I need to do, read my contract, and, you know, deal with the bar situation and get more listeners. But listen, I still have time left.
Well, I don't know. They just sent Ted up here and...
Who? Ted. His name is Ted.
Ted Goldman?
What?
Ted Goldman... Goldman.
This is absolutely infuriating.
I'm Ted Goldman.
Oh my God. Ooh, you were the worst. I've heard you talk for 5 seconds and I don't like it. What? You're not even, you're supposed to be an attorney?
I'm the attorney of Unwinnable Inc.
Oh my God. Stop. Just everybody, let's all talk a little bit softer. Like that great, great song from Animal House.
You could tweet at me at Unwinnable, OOTGC, to guess my middle name.
First of all, that's my Twitter handle. Okay, I'm the one with the password for that. So people will be corresponding with me through Unwinnable, OOTGC.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Standards and Practices, given him.
I still have, I have 24 hours left.
I am not in charge of this, Ed.
Yeah, well, you know what you are in charge of is recording this podcast with me as the host, not this jerk-off.
Well,
excuse me, Ted, I don't know if you're a jerk-off or not.
Contract says
like
that
it.
I have to record the podcast. It doesn't say with who.
Yeah, but this is my office.
Is it your office?
Yes, it's got all this great stuff.
You haven't read your contract yet.
Until I have 24 hours. Listen, first of all, and also that's, I don't know who this guy's agenda is. I don't know what your agenda is, Ted Goldman. If that is your name, it sounds like a fake name. It sounds like a crazy bullshit name. But my plan for this episode is to actually begin the process. I'm going to strap myself in for a 24-hour marathon of reading my contract. And who's going to help me do that? None other than Unwinnable's own research and design department. So somebody's going to come up to this office, and they're going to help me get through this, like just plow right into it and do it. And that's what we're doing today, and not whatever this guy wanted to do. As a matter of fact, can we call security to escort this guy out of my office?
Maybe. You have a phone?
I don't have a phone on me, but...
You don't have one on your desk, do you?
No, there's never been a phone on the desk. It's weird. The only thing is on this, like, I don't know what you would call this thing. It's like a decanter.
Maybe you could put a note in a tube.
Whoa. Great idea. Ken, now you're thinking. First, let me just write a quick note.
Say, Ken, is there a carrot juicer in here? I really wanted a nice fruit juice.
God, there's definitely not a carrot. There will never, never be a carrot juicer in the office of the general counsel. Not as long as I'm alive. Let me just finish this note. Help. Send help. Security breach. Level 5. I assume that'll mean something to somebody. Let me just...
Ted, just hang out, Ted. It'll be okay. We just take a seat in the corner. It'll be fine.
All right, now, listen. In a few minutes, I'm sure security will be busting through that door, and they're going to take care of this guy. You know, Ted, you seem like a nice enough person. You're energetic, I'll give you that. But seriously, you're early. You're 24 hours early. And if you are part of the legal department, which I doubt since I'm the head of the legal department, although to tell you the truth, I don't know where the rest of the people who are in the legal department actually even sit, what floor they're on, but that's neither here nor there. I'm going to make sure you're out of here, buddy, because this is insubordination, okay? This is skullduggery. What's another term about?
RICO.
It could be. There could be a conspiracy here. I don't even know. That's a good point. I didn't even consider that. I don't remember asking you if you RICO Ted Goldman. And don't even look at me. I'm sick of you. I'm not even going to look at you for the rest of this episode. You just sit over there in that corner. As a matter of fact, face the corner, please. Turn your little... It's a stool, wheelie stool. Just turn it around and face the corner and don't look at me again. And think about what you did is really what you should be doing.
There's no way to treat the office of the general counsel lawyer of Unwinnable Inc.
It's all right, Ted. I'll take care of things. We with standards and practices and whatnot, we'll be fine.
My biggest question is: we have so few listeners. Who thought that his voice would be one that people would want to listen to?
Well, he's real positive.
Yeah, he is positive.
And he's a pro Unwinnable guy.
How long has he been here,
Ted Goldman?
Yeah, Ted Goldman.
Years.
Really?
Yeah. Where have you been?
Wait, is this guy Happy Ted that everybody talks about around?
No.
Every time? Oh, that's not Happy Ted. Happy Ted's a different guy.
Different guy.
Oh, okay. Well, what do they call him? Just Ted?
Ted Goldman.
Mm. If people liked him, he'd have a fun nickname.
He's well liked.
All right, listen. I'm like completely frazzled here. I've only got 24 hours. All right, listen. You all know what's going on. Standards and practices, Creepy Town, USA up there. Or down there, excuse me.
Tiger Pit.
That was something else. I've got 24 hours to read this contract, and it's going to get done. They had some other recommendations. We're going to get more listeners. That's a guarantee and something else that we have to do, but don't worry about it. So I'm going to, in a few minutes, we're going to bring somebody from R&D in here, and we're going to work this out. But before we do anything else, I'm going to call Stu in because I need to find out what the story is with this Ted Goldman character. And I hate to do it. It's not something I don't like it when Stu comes. You know, necessarily like it when he comes in because it gets me uptight. But I'm gonna call Stu in. I'm just gonna reverse the Stu.
On this week's Ask an Attorney, you could ask me all your legal questions.
Oh my God,
Ted, it's okay.
Ted, I've got one question for you, Ted. And it's how quickly can you get your ass out of the office of the general counsel. That's all. I'm just reversing the Stu alarm and turning it into a Stu signal here. And there we go. That should bring Stu. I assume he'll show up soon. So we'll just wait for Stu to show up.
Wow. Just when things are getting better.
Ken, you can't like listening to that guy. His voice is so grating.
You called?
Oh, Jesus. How did you do that?
What do you mean?
Whoa, man, you came out of nowhere.
Secret passages, man.
Oh, ooh. Well, actually, what I should do is get a floor plan for this office, because
No, you shouldn't.
Well, I'm told it's a certain number of square footage. It seems like it's a few feet less, and there might be some kind of like weirdness going on. But anyway, so, Stu, what is going on with this guy? I show up to do the podcast, and here's some...
That's Ted Goldman.
Here's some Goldman over here. But who is he? Why is he doing my? Why is he doing the show?
Well, like 15 years ago, I bought a player's handbook, first edition player's handbook from a used bookstore.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
And it was Ted's, and I thought it was weird.
How do you know it was Ted's?
Well, he wrote his name in the front of it.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can show it. Next time I come down, I'll bring it down. And it's weird because
I believe you, and I'd rather
grade and and then I get this guy's book, and it's the Ted Goldman book. So I thought it would be cool to hire him to do your job.
You thought it'd be cool? Wait a minute. First of all, I'm under contract here. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, for the moment,
I still have 24 hours left to do this. Why is everybody assuming I'm not going to get this done?
Well, I mean, you've had weeks.
Technically, I've had months, I think. But still, I mean, I'm going to get it done. And they only told me, standards and practices told me yesterday I had 48 hours. And, granted, I went home and I watched some Luke Cage on Netflix and stuff. I didn't read the contract. But I'm going to do that today. It's starting now. We're going to go a marathon session of reading the contract. It'll get done. And then we're back to normal, baby. We're good. And the Office of General Counsel is up and running. We're going to get another listener. I was only told to get more listeners. That's all I was told. There's no, quota. So as long as we get one or two more listeners, it'll be fine. And everything will be solid. We don't need this guy and his terrible voice. Hey, Ted, let me ask you something. Why did you get rid of that D&D player's handbook?
Well, my parents forced me to get rid of it.
Oh. That's actually sad. I was hoping he'd say something that would allow me to make fun of him or...
They thought it was the devil's handbook.
Well, actually, it's the the greatest system of rules since the Magna Carta. That's why we're using it as part of our legal strategy.
Okay, wait, I want to point out that you it was the greatest. So between the Magna Carta and the Player's Handbook for D&D, there is the Constitution of the United States, which is what our legal system is all based on.
I guess.
Yeah, it's actually a good point.
It depends on who you ask, really.
Well. Hey, let's not get into politics. This is a legal podcast. It's not a politics podcast. But I will say that there's some great amendments to the Constitution. I love, for example, the one about free speech.
Hails in comparison to Thaco.
Some would say Thaco's really cumbersome and more cumbersome than the entire Constitution of the United States.
Those people wind themselves up in the spider pit.
All I'm saying is I enjoy 5th edition. Well, anyway, so let's not harp on this D&D thing. Let's focus more on getting Ted Goldman out of here. I don't like the fact that some random book you bought 15 years ago caused you to decide that he should have my job instead of me, especially when I still have time to get this done. And that's what it's all about today, Stu. We're getting it done. We're going to have somebody from Research and Design up here soon. His name is Smirch. Frank Smirch.
That'll be.
So
can I stay? Can I stick around for this?
Not anymore. Not after that reaction. I don't like what that sounds like. I'm gonna.
Hey, Ted. Ted.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
You got a cell phone? You got your cell phone on you?
Of course.
Tape this for me. I want you to send me the video of what happens.
Yes, sir.
So you're gonna let him sit here this episode the entire time?
That's what I hired him to do.
Oh, man. I cannot wait.
Stu is the best boss I've ever had.
See?
How many bosses have you had, Ted?
24.
Wow.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, most of them have been here at Unwinnable.
Oh, okay. So you're saying...
Worked my way up.
Yeah. You started in the mail room, did you?
Not the mail room.
Well.
Slaughterhouse.
Oh, God. I would actually prefer to listen to the sounds of the slaughterhouse than listen to your voice.
I can get that piped into your office if you want.
Oh, if he's going to stick around, if he wants to stop sticking around, then definitely. But if not, I think I'd be okay with that.
I'd love to!
You are so disconcerting. That might be the number one.
Ted, I hope you stick around because you make this show fun.
Ken.
Here, hold on. I'm hitting my my secretary up. I'm gonna get the slaughterhouse sounds piped in here. It's gonna be cool.
Okay. Guys, I'm trying really
put
hard.
It next to the tubes.
So it just comes right out from right behind my desk?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's... Well.
Ugh. Guys. Well, I apologize to our listener. Or maybe you guys are psyched. I don't know. Maybe you like Ted Goldman. You should hit me up on the one below TGC. And, but, listen, what we got to do now, we're going to take a break. And I'm going to bring Research and Design in here. We're going to have a chat. And, I'm gonna get ready to do this marathon session of reading my contract, and we'll be good. We'll be set, and we won't need Ted Goldman here anymore. So we'll be back after this break.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
That's that. That's that is an exciting new game from Fun Laboratories. That's that. It's a game so simple, nobody plays it. It's literally the first zero-player game ever made. That's That arrives in your home. You open the box, and the card inside either says, you win, or you lose. That's That! It's the greatest game from Fun Laboratories. It takes nobody to play. Have your friends over and see what happens. If not much. Fun Laboratories. Great games for dopey people.
And here we are, back again from another great ad. Thank
Ted.
You.
Ted, I appreciate your help, but please go back to your stool over in the corner. And as a matter of fact, I fashioned you this dunce cap out of some loose leaf paper I had around. So please put
this... You don't have to be so mean.
We're just having some fun with Ted Goldman. Who cares? It's Ted Goldman. Nobody likes Ted Goldman, right? Didn't you just tell me that nobody likes Ted Goldman?
No, he's like... Everyone loves Ted Goldman.
I really think
like
we should...
He's like the nicest guy here.
I really think we should start pushing the fact that nobody likes Ted Goldman and make it like, Ted Goldman's the worst, and we'll start putting in people's minds, he's the worst, he's the worst.
You know Stu's still in the office, right?
What?
Hi.
Oh, hey, Stu, how's it going? I forgot you were here. You really do sneak up on me. It's really weird. It's a very open space. I mean, it's the size of like a large conference room, and yet all of a sudden, Stu appears right next to you.
Secret passage.
Like I said, I got to get the floor plan for this office because I'm telling you, there's something going on around here. We'll see. So, guys, here's what's important right now. We're gonna bring up welcome to the show, our good friend from Research and Design. Frank Smirch, is it? Mm. Yep, okay, I'll take that as a yes. Frank, good to meet you. Thanks for coming up. I've been hearing a lot about Research and Design. We've talked about you and your department. Well, not you specifically, obviously. But your department, we've spoken about it quite a bit. Tell us a little bit about what goes on. Tell us a little bit about what goes on in Research and Design.
We research things, and then we design them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty self-explanatory name.
Right, but like I'm saying, like in terms of the kinds of things you're researching, like let me ask you this, let me put it this way. Why does a website that puts out, you know, content about geek culture need to have a research and design department?
That's classified.
Indeed, and I'll tell you, excuse me, I dropped my pen.
I'm making you nervous?
A little bit, your steely eyes and your... Coke bottle glasses, and you look a little bit like the guy in Raiders of the Lost Ark, the bald Nazi.
Tote. I get that a lot.
Oh, do you? Mm. Okay, good. I was a little bit nervous about saying it, but I'm glad that other people have said it first. Yeah, so you look really troubling. Mm. But aside from that, you do research and design is the biggest percentage of Unwinnable's budget.
Mm-hmm.
Millions and millions of dollars are pumped in there every single year.
Mm-hmm.
So again, like I just don't understand what it is you guys are researching and designing. Like, what is the finished product that Unwinnable is producing? Is it all stay internal?
Yes, it's all for the greater glory of Unwinnable.
Okay, that's a weird way to put that, I'd say, but okay, but that's fine. So walk me through a typical day. Like, what did you do today when you first got in?
No.
Okay. What time do you take? Do you have like coffee break? Is it like a coffee machine or like a water cooler that you guys stand around and have like water cooler talk down there?
10 o'clock is coffee break.
Okay. It's kind of early for a coffee break, actually, but you know.
We usually get in around 5.
Oh, early to bed, early to rise. Makes research and design. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. What's the latest thing that you guys are? Is there anything you could tell us about research and design?
Well, we've been working on this chair. Specifically for
I'm excited
you.
About this chair. Let's talk about this. So,
you should get into the chair.
I'll get in the chair in a second. It's I had to read. I have 24 hours left to read my contract. Really not psyched about it. We've had a lot. It's been a huge task, a Herculean task for me to read my contract. I've tried so many things.
That's where research and design comes in.
I know.
We have solutions.
It's. You say a cool chair, Ken.
It's cool looking.
It's got a lot of. I would even say it's almost rusty metal, but there's a lot of metal parts, a lot of
pointy.
Yeah, a lot of part pointiness.
Looks like a needle on this arm.
It's all very important.
Look, I'm not going to question you, Frank Smirch. Far be it for me to ever question a Smirch. But is it safe?
Yes.
That is a pregnant pause that nobody could be comfortable with, correct? I mean, that is just like... I'm supposed to now get in that... Has been tested on people?
No.
No,
that's crazy.
So I'm like the first person to get in this chair.
It's true.
Excuse me while I consult my...
your water glass.
No matter what happens, Mr. Coleman.
Indeed.
This is a historic occasion.
I suddenly feel like an astronaut.
Ed, they're choosing you to take a ride.
Okay. I can get behind that. That makes me feel a bit more positive about things.
Finally.
They don't want, you know, nobody's asking Ted Goldman over there. Don't look over here, Ted. Look back in the corner. It wasn't an invitation to make eye contact, please. But, you know, they're not asking Ted Goldman to do it. They're asking me to do it. Makes me
exactly.
I do feel kind of like an astronaut.
Go for it!
Oh, thanks, Ted, actually. That was a nice addition. I apologize for... being so mean to you. Astronaut, by the way, is not my middle name. I'm just going to throw that one out there. I'm going to write that down.
Aztec.
Aztec? That's a good guess, but it's not my middle name, Aztec.
Astrolabe.
Astrolabe?
Atrocious.
Ken, you don't get two. Every time you try to get two, it's not atrocious.
It's asphyxiated.
I don't know why I'm even writing these down, because it's too many. I can't spell asphyxiated. I'll have to spell check that one later. But
Alp.
Alp?
A-L-P.
Alp. Like,
yodeling.
I was thinking more of the vampire, but...
Say that higher.
Yodeling.
Higher. Higher.
Sorry, you hit my limit, Ken. I try. I give it to you every time, Ken, because I know you like it. It's the only thing that I think you like about me sometimes. Okay, so explain... All right, so let me just... I'm going to get into this chair. Guys, I'm excited for this. I'm going to get this finally. Imagine, I'm finally going to read my contract. This is exciting. It's empowering. And
what is that noise?
Listen, Smirch. Don't start spooking me when I'm about to get
this
creepy
too.
Chair. What is this? What noise?
Do you get the slaughterhouse piped in here?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I hear that... Stu did. He texted something to his secretary, and she said she was gonna. This is irritating, but yeah.
Oh, this works. This is good. This is good.
This is good.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound good.
It's got a nice rhythm.
This will definitely enhance the outcome.
I'm just reading for 24 hours, right? Like that's what my job is right here. I've seen that you've also put up like a projection screen that I'll be staring at. I mean, that's probably ostensibly to show the pages. I'll be, you know.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, well, listen, okay. I'll get into the, let me just get into this chair here. Oh, jeez. Okay.
Hey, let me tighten this strap for you a little bit.
So I put my hands here on the...
Yeah, there you go.
On the armrests, and we're strapping myself in with the...
Hold on, I gotta get the bolt done.
Okay.
Well, I think this is leave the room.
Ken, you should stick around, though.
Frank, nice to see you. I'm sure we'll see each other again. Ted, you want to come with me? We're going to go get a bite at the executive eatery.
Ken, you know I'm really upset about the executive eatery. I still have a... Okay, so, one of these belts is going around my neck.
See you guys later.
Okay, so now I'm strapped in with my neck.
Good luck!
In my head. Okay, wait a minute. All right, so now...
Just relax.
Okay. Whoa. These are going to go under my eyelid. So you're forcing my eyes. Okay. What are we going to do about my eyes drying? I actually specifically have a condition called mummy eyes because I don't produce enough tears. And this is...
Oh, don't worry.
Okay. So, there's a little eye drop there. Well, it's kind of like a weird color in my eyes right now. It's kind of like a weird... It feels sort of loopy. Oh, you're going to inject me with... What is this here?
Confidential.
You're going to inject me with a confidential solution.
Don't worry about it. This is for history.
You know, you keep... Actually, more importantly, it's for my job. And I do have bills to pay. Okay. Jack me up. Hit me. Yeah. Ooh. That hits quick. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we're going to do this for 24 hours, and I'll just be sitting here with the teddy bear and the wolf man and the dragon in the corner. Yeah, baby. Just talk to me. Okay. All right. I'll just talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening to the Office of General Counsel. Just listen. Remember to get a subscription on Winnable Monthly, and follow me on Winnable Logo TGC, and subscribe to the podcast. Be good, and everybody have a good day, and I'll talk to you. Bye, Mommy, and tell Grandma I love you, and talk to you guys next time on the Office of General Counsel. Bye.